afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
There's definitely been a lot going on lately. I sat down to record before the weekend even started, and there was just so much going on that I really didn't even get to sit and record until the day of the release of this episode. I had planned on bringing you consecutive weeks of guests. Of course, that is always subject to change depending on kind of what comes up and how things kind of roll and how things run and everything. And so this week I really wanted to talk about how life goes on. And life really goes on in a number of ways. You know, when you sit back and think about the current, really everything that's just going on in the world right now between coronavirus and the Black Lives Matter movement, really just making sure that everything in our society is equitable for everyone, regardless of your race, ethnicity, background, socioeconomic status. Really trying to make sure that the playing field is leveled in a way. And you know, even for me, there's a lot that's been going on in my life that really is what got me to sit down and record this episode of the podcast without a guest this week. You know, because I think for me, the big theme, even just over the past, I would say less than a week, has really been life goes on. And I don't always realize it. I don't always think about it. And so I wonder how many of you are out there not realizing or thinking about it as well. Maybe you're like me and you're dwelling on a decision that you made where it feels like a matter of life and death, but it's really not. Sometimes we make decisions and we immediately regret the decision that we made. Or we think to ourselves, should I have taken more time to think about how things might have been different had I not made that decision? And you know, for me, it's been a big transition in terms of a move to a new location and trying to find a job, find somewhere to work. Even if it's not something that I enjoy or it's not something that is really the end result for me, it's something that I know I need to do for the time being just to have money, just to be able to live, to afford rent, to afford utilities, to be able to help provide for my wife and my children, who are my dogs. I think too often we forget that there are those things we can control, but there's also things we can't control. While we are in the driver's seat and ultimately we are in charge of our own decisions, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen until a decision is already made. You may not know what's best for yourself or if a decision was a wrong decision until you wait and see how things play out. And I think it's been really important for me this past week to have that reminder that our decisions that we make aren't always life or death decisions. You see, that's a part of life. It's a part of the journey that we are all on. You see, we have our own separate journeys. We have our own lives that we are living, our own experiences. But in the end, we really are all the same. In the fact that we are all having to make decisions. And sometimes we're questioning if we made the right one or not. This past weekend was a really rough weekend for me. Not just for me, but I'd say for me and my wife. You see, our dog was attacked by another dog within our apartment complex. And of course, my wife wasn't with me at the time, but thankfully, a friend of mine was in town visiting, and so he could come down to kind of help me out with everything after the situation had happened. It was very traumatizing, both for me and for our oldest, Simba. And while I've been beating myself up about it, wondering if there's more I could have done to prevent anything, but knowing full well that I did everything that I could and I was not in the wrong whatsoever personally, it's hard not to dwell on that fact, and it's hard not to feel bad, especially for the dog. But I think it goes back to those points of life goes on, and there are things you can control and things you can't control. So what do you do with those things that you can't control? I've said it before on the podcast in multiple different episodes, and I'll say it again. I think a support system is so huge. Not only when you are experiencing mental health or going through some sort of life circumstance, whether that's a relationship issue, job loss, maybe it's even now not knowing how you're going to make ends meet with unemployment. But I think a support network is huge and helpful. To me, at least, it almost seems to be a necessity. As I had mentioned, my friend was here for the weekend, and for me, that was a huge help. Not only because he came down to help me after the situation, but it really helped me to kind of try to keep my mind off of things a little bit. Not only from the situation that happened this past weekend, but also with just a lot of other things on my mind in terms of trying to figure out how I'm going to make ends meet. I've been unemployed for 3 weeks now, and I haven't seen a single unemployment paycheck because the state of Wisconsin has to manually review anyone who has worked for an educational institution. I may not see my money until October, or I might see it next month. It's unknown, but it doesn't change the fact that I haven't gotten paid for 3 weeks. So how do you make ends meet? There's that worry, that fear, and as you can imagine, a lot of anxiety that comes along with that. Having my friend here this past weekend was probably one of the best things that could have happened. Because again, it allowed my mind to escape from itself, to almost escape from my own life and to be able to focus on other people and other things and really trying to be a good host and show them around and go out and do things with them. And I think that's what we need to do when we get stuck. Whether it's stuck in our own mind, stuck thinking about some sort of anxiety over something, whether that's money, friends, a relationship. Maybe it's just some other circumstance that's really been bothering you or on your mind. I think the biggest piece is that we need to get out of our own environment sometimes. So yes, I may not have gone anywhere, but someone coming in and changing my daily routine and just having someone else to talk to and to hang out with and to do some different things with, whether it was playing chess, laying by the pool and having different conversations than I would normally have. It still got me out of my own environment without physically leaving the environment that I'm in, if that makes sense. So whether it's going away for a weekend, going away for the day even, maybe it's calling some friends and seeing what they're doing and just hanging out with them, surrounding yourself with that support network or with some sort of different environment is important. It's important not only for you in that situation, but for the long term as well. Because you don't even want to go down the road of a negative impact on your mental health. Why not be proactive rather than reactive? Remember always, life goes on. Yes, there are going to be decisions you have to make, and you won't know if they're right or wrong until you see the later impact of them. But just know, you are strong, you are able, and at the end of the day, you have that support network of friends, family, and people who love you. God bless, and I'll talk to you next week.